This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
It is 7:45. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good morning, Howard Feldman. I have to admit, I was singing along to that very, very vibey song. I think the words
just
sum it up perfectly.
Absolutely. Thank you, Hashem. That is Joey Newcomb, Arthur Levy saying also really starting to love that song. It is a great one. Okay, Rolene, let's have a difficult conversation because there was a fair amount of reaction to Ben Gvir's speech yesterday. He comes under fire from the U.S. State Department as well. Let's just talk about what happened over the last few days with Ben Gvir.
Well, I think it's important to have this very, very difficult discussion because for me, and this is my opinion, it is not just about politics. It's actually about our values and what we want Israel to be as a country. So as we all know, last week, very, very controversial election results with Otzma Yehudi, the national religious, doubling in size to become the third largest party in the Knesset with 14 seats. And over the course of this past week, we've certainly had its leaders, Ben Gvir and Smotrich, out the gates making demands. If it wasn't Smotrich writing to Israel's National Soccer Association or Football Association and demanding that matches on a Saturday be ended effective immediately, or it's the demands for the de facto annexing of certain areas in the West Bank, which will not fly with a lot of Israelis and also the international community, or if it is Itamar Ben Gvir yesterday releasing the details of his speech that he gave last night at an event commemorating the 32nd anniversary of the assassination of Meir Kahane. If you don't know who Meir Kahane was, he was considered a far-right extremist. In fact, he was considered a terrorist. He was banned from the Knesset for his outrageous racism. And Itamar Ben-Gvir gave a speech. And while he has said, you know, he does distance himself from Meir Kahane, he then goes on to say that basically they Kahane was an inspiration of his and that his party are disciples of Kahane. So we've heard from the U.S. State Department coming out saying celebrating the legacy of a terrorist organization is abhorrent. There is no other word for it. It is abhorrent. This is Ned Price, the U.S. State Department's spokesperson. And of course, we had issues early in the week where President Herzog was caught on a hot mic. Or was it unintentional, Howard? I'm curious to hear your thoughts. And then again yesterday, doubling down and saying that your image, the idea of you, Ben Gvir, has the world concerned.
All right, so let's go back a little bit because a lot of different things have happened, and let's try and unpack them. First of all, what is his relationship with the Kahane movement? What's been historically, and where's he at today?
Well, the Otzma Yehudit party have described themselves as disciples of Kahane, as inspired by Kahane, even though they have tried to sort of moderate their views. You know, at the get-go, they came out of this. And we've seen actions by Ben-Gvir over the last year that have really raised the hackles of many. He has gone to places like Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood. And, you know, we can have endless discussions around that. But when you go to a neighborhood like that, where there is heightened tension, and you go armed and you make inflammatory statements, you know, you're going right back into that Meir Kahane type of ideology. Ben-Gvir was very, very careful to try and distance himself from it. He wrote an op-ed in one of our dailies saying, you know, he wants to be there for all the people of Israel. He doesn't necessarily believe in expelling all the Arabs. I mean, just that kind of language is chilling. For him, he says, and this is what he said in his speech last night, Kahane was first and foremost about the love of Israel, and we can debate whether or not Kahane really was about the love of Israel.
Yeah. So we've got this association. Was there a reason that he decided, knowing full well about the sensitivity, knowing that even that it could impact on the position that he would be given in Knesset, why would he have stood up this week and bridged the link between himself and this organization?
And these are my opinions, is they want to try and establish themselves to their constituents out of the gates as quickly as possible. I think they want to get their demand and put their demands out as quickly as possible. And we certainly saw that with him and Smotrich this week, with some of the things they are demanding. They have been slapped on the wrist a few times by the incoming Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. One of the big issues is on LGBTQ rights. They and another faction called Noam have been told, you know, we're not going to walk back civil liberties for members of our LGBTQ plus community. That is not going to happen. And I think the president, in a very, very clever diplomatic way, is also trying to give him a warning, you know, that your behavior is not going to fly here in Israel and could harm Israel's standing internationally. And what really disgusts me is that last night he gave the speech and he was careful to point out that he doesn't want Arabs expelled or separate beaches. I mean, it's just absolutely loathsome rhetoric, and there were Kahane supporters
just to say that
booed him.
Even just to make that statement to me was problematic, because why would anybody? Why would you even need to say we won't have separate beaches? You know, maybe as a South African, I just absolutely recoil from even that type of language. It doesn't give me any assurance that he says, I don't want separate beaches, because why would he even say it? Why would that even be a thing?
Well, last week you and I had a very, very intense discussion about this and about the Israel that we want and about the values that we want Israel to be about. And there was some very interesting feedback, including from some people saying basically those are the results, accept them and move on. And we have to remember Israel is a democracy, and we are entitled and we have to voice our discontent with factions like this. And I think that Netanyahu has his work cut out for him, because he is going to have to find some way to rein them in. It's no big secret Smotrich has wanted the defense ministry, something he's absolutely not going to get, seeing that he has served very, very limited in the IDF, has absolutely no experience, and we don't want people. There will be an outcry from Israelis, I tell you, if it even goes remotely in that direction. We know about them wanting to enact powers in the Knesset to limit the powers of the High Court, something that has to be has to remain separate and sacrosanct. We don't have a constitution. We have to protect Israeli democracy. And we also know that Ben-Gvir wants the public security ministry, that is the police ministry, and that is going to roil Israelis. So I don't envy Netanyahu. He's got his work cut out for him. He can't, on the one hand, tell German Chancellor Scholz that he wants to widen the circle of peace with the Arab world and then allow for members of his future coalition to make such inflammatory statements and be present at such events.
Is Netanyahu strong enough with his coalition to keep Ben-Gvir in check?
This is probably the most pressing question of the moment. Is he strong enough? We've heard from Prime Minister Lapid this week warning the IDF in his speech to the Israeli Defense Force, a graduation of cadets, warning that democracy and rule of law must be protected at all costs and not to allow for any incidents where anybody acts above the law. So you and I said last week, people like myself, Avi May, and many others are for the first time expressing our concerns. And this is why we are expressing our concerns. And we really, really hope that Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a very, very smart man, knows how to maneuver this very, very well.
The reality is that if anybody does, Netanyahu does. He has been in politics. He's very, very wily. He's very experienced. And I would imagine that if anybody is able to manage this, he should be able to. So let's hope that that is the case. Let's talk about the flights to the World Cup, because as problematic as Qatar has been, this is a great news story.
This is a phenomenal story. This coming in yesterday, FIFA breaking the news that Israel has reached an agreement with FIFA and Qatar to allow direct charter flights from Ben Gurion Airport to Qatar for the World Cup, which begins later this month. I mean, you know, Howard, I am no sporting expert unless, you know, running in heels is an Olympic sport. But I do understand the importance of the World Cup and just how important sports is, especially in unifying people. And while Israel and Qatar do not have diplomatic relations, and these conversations have been going on for a long time now, we have finally reached an agreement where charter flights will leave from Ben Gurion. On board will be Israelis and Palestinians. And I'm going to quote you from the readout we received from Prime Minister Yair Lapid yesterday. He says, this is great news for football fans and for all Israelis. After hard work over the course of many months, we have arranged for Israeli citizens to be able to fly to the World Cup in Qatar on direct flights, and the opening of an Israeli office in Qatar to provide services to fans coming in for the World Cup. Now, this is consular services just for the duration of the World Cup. And he says, I want to thank everyone who took part in this effort. FIFA, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Culture and Sport, the Ministry of Transportation, the National Security Council, and Foreign Ministry Director General Alon Ushpiz, who coordinated all of these efforts.
Absolutely amazing. Although we did see an article saying, well, if there's any escalation, we're cancelling the flight.
I don't think that there will be escalation. I think if there's ever a really nice, big, juicy carrot to dangle before everybody to maintain calm, listen, we're not talking about which teams everybody is supporting, but this right now is sports at its absolute unifying and its absolute best, bringing people together. And please, God, we keep this momentum.
Absolutely, absolutely right. Finally, COP, let's just talk very, very quickly about Herzog at COP27. It seems to be very successful.
It does. And, you know, I'm a sucker for body language. So, of course, I couldn't resist speaking to you, my favorite body language expert, to get the read of the president meeting with probably the most important leader that he met with this week, which was King Abdullah of Jordan, the president giving his remarks at the opening of COP, saying that, you know, his vision is for a renewable Middle East, working with those that we have peace with and those that maybe we don't have peace with. He met with the president of the United Arab Emirates, Prince Mohammed bin Al Zayed. He met with Rishi Sunak and, you know, all the important people. But for me, the pivotal moment was meeting with King Abdullah.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And that body language was warm. It was very, very open, and it certainly gave me a lot of hope. This is unfortunately all we have time for. It is 8 o'clock. Rolene Marks, thank you as always for the Israel Report.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.